Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the old cliche, Breeze.
What is it, Court?
Once you have kids, your life is over.
Oh, yeah, I've said that to you numerous times.
It's not true. I don't believe it for one bit when it comes to parents. However, a little more truth when it comes to your pets. And this is kind of one of those new parent stereotypes that you hear about. And I've witnessed it firsthand through many of my friends, through my sister, for example, where how does it always start? Before kids, you've got that cat, you've got that dog, and they are your child at that point, right?
Yeah.
You shower them with attention.
Mm-hmm.
Then as soon as that new baby shows up, boom. Everything changes. I mean, I think to my sister, she had her cat for a long time. And it got to the point where the cat was not getting attention and started acting out because of it.
Oh.
To the point of her having to get rid of the cat.
No way.
Same thing.
Like violently acting out?
Yeah, there was some attacks.
Oh, no.
Due to jealousy, because pets, just like people, can get jealous.
Yeah.
Some of my friends, my best friends in Virginia, same thing, had to get rid of their cat. They couldn't give the attention that it craved, and it acted out. It would pee in spots, and it was bad news.
Ew.
I know of couples that, you know, their dog, which was their child, has become the biggest nuisance in their life because it barks and wakes up the baby. I mean, countless times. And before my fiance and I, St. Courtney, had baby Mason, I said to myself, we're not going to be like that. No.
Especially with knowing all of these facts hand, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Why are you bringing this up, Corey? I have an inkling that's telling me that, maybe you didn't follow through.
I have been feeling a little guilty lately.
Okay.
I'll be honest. You know, the hours you would spend snuggling with your pet, playing with your pet, you know, those hours are now occupied by feeding, changing, taking care of your baby. Babies are very needy, in case you're curious.
Yeah, babies that I have that in common.
There's not enough time, and I've been feeling guilty personally because recently I feel like my cat Nugget is feeling neglected. I can tell by his eyes.
His eyes?
The way he looks, like, please pet me. Like, sorry, buddy, I'm holding the baby. I just can't.
You're like petting him with your toe.
And look, it's not to the levels of neglect where he's not being fed or anything like that.
Don't call the Humane Society on Corey,
please. Yeah, don't jump to those kind of conclusions. But more so to the fact that...
It's a little TLC.
Yeah, you can't give as much attention. Is this something that all parents who had pets before kids go through? Or were maybe you're listening right now and you were able to somehow avoid it. Maybe you were able to balance everything a little better.
Okay.
If you want to jump in, Clip PXY Safe text line at 69822, or if you want to call it 222-9800.
So I don't want to get too far into your personal life, but you have a dog as well.
Yes.
A little Pomeranian, Madden.
Mm-hmm. Again, who's also same deal, like St. Courtney's baby for 12 years. He's 12 years old.
And I think Madden pulled a little stunt. I mean, he got older. He has some medical issues. So he's forcing the attention on himself.
Yeah.
So
he's obviously faking it for the attention.
Yeah, no, it really, all the meds and all that. Yeah, it's all for attention
and love.
So I feel like Nugget might come up with a little plan to...
No, don't even start.
You know,
don't get
your attention.
Don't even joke. Don't even joke about that.
Who knows?
It's not even fun. It makes me feel bad, but like, what can you do?
You need to make a conscious effort of making sure that your pet knows that you love and adore them just as much as you did before baby Mason even came into your life.
But that's the thing, Breeze, is you can't devote the same amount of time or love. You know, there's only so much love to go around. You only have so much inside of you. You know, you just can't.
Sounds like a cop out to me.
It's not, but it's not. It's not a cop out,
Corey. I mean, what? Okay, so what are some activities that you and Nugget used to do pre-baby that you can't do anymore. You play fetch with the cat. Like, I don't.
Yes, he literally would play fetch.
Okay, playing fetch with a cat. Normal.
He's playing with a toy for hours. He has one that's like a fishing pole, and there's a toy on the end. He would just jump around and would have a great time. And, you know, just petting and laying next to and cuddling and that kind of thing. And you can't devote that same kind of attention anymore.
Okay, so I'm trying so hard to relate. I'm trying so hard to get on the same page, but I actually have the opposite problem, and I feel like this, once baby Mason gets a little older, 25, this will all come full circle.
Okay. This seems like you're speaking from experience.
I have a lot of feelings. So my mom loves her dogs, loves them more than me. She's actually said
really?
That verbatim, that she loves her dogs more than she loves me. And she told me if I ever ran one of her dogs over with my car, because I'm she would run me over with hers.
Okay.
So
that's
an aggressive take from Bethy, but I mean,
is this what happens? Is this, because right now, I mean, baby Mason has done nothing to irk me other than, you know, just cry from being hungry. That's not his fault. He's just a baby. But you know, Breeze, I can only imagine some of the horrors you put your mother through to make this a thing.
That's not what we're talking about
now. Is this a full circle?
It is a full circle.
Thing?
It's called the circle of life. And once your kid gets old enough to talk and annoy you, you're gonna be reaching for Nugget. I'm telling you right now.
Please, still around. Jessica from Rochester, can you relate to this? Of when you have a new baby, suddenly you can't give the attention you used to your pets.
I'm actually the opposite. Like, we had our daughter and we had a cat, and the cat was actually overprotective of our daughter.
Really?
Yeah, really protective. Like, only she was like 3 weeks old, and the cat would not let anyone near her.
Really?
Like, yeah, very protective cat. And then when we got a dog, same thing with our dog. Very protective of our child.
I wonder how did they like imprint on the child, and they think it's like their baby.
It's sort of like that, where they imprint, and then they it's like it's their new best friend. That's theirs. You can't be near that child. That's their child, kind of thing.
Really? That's fascinating. I've never heard of it going that way before.
It's like their bond, and they're locking you out. They're icing you out.
Yeah, basically. Like, we had to pick up the cat and be like, listen, we have to feed her. She's got to be fed.
Right, yes. It's going to be tough for you to hold the bottle. You don't have thumbs.
So, yeah, no, we had the opposite effect with that. I mean, the only thing I can think of is, for like, if you have a dog,
We have a dog as well.
Because you can take the dog out for a walk while you're taking your little one out for walks. You know what I mean?
So make him part of it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, basically. Just make him part of it. And then it's harder for a cat, in my opinion, because I didn't have that problem.
Well, like, it's been interesting because, the cat and honestly the dog really don't pay attention to the baby at all. I don't even know if they even realize like what's happening, if that's a little human or not. It's that thing taking attention away from me.
Yeah.
You can't walk your cat, Corey? I mean, you play fetch with him. Why can't you walk him?
I tried for years to walk him, and he wasn't down. Maybe now he'll walk. Maybe he'll cooperate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.